journalist Hopewell Chingono and opposition leader Jacob Ngarivume were arrested last week after calling for an anti-corruption protest. A court has denied them bail for inciting violence. Supporters of the two men say the protest plan prompted their arrests, but Zimbabwe's Minister of Information, Monica Mutsangwa, says otherwise.
We have noted with dismay a well-coordinated local and international misinformation and disinformation media campaign where the duo are said to have been arrested for supposedly exposing alleged corruption cases in government. He was not arrested for exposing corruption. He was arrested for using his social media accounts to incite Zimbabweans to violently overthrow the government. Even though Hopewell Chingono writes about corruption, he's not unique in this regard.
The government accuses the two of having foreign support based on comments from diplomats against the arrest of Chingono and Ngarivume.
The role of foreign powers in this plot to instigate an illegal regime change in Zimbabwe is made apparent by a set of events and statements that followed the police operation.
She says, within minutes of police arriving at Chingono's home, the U.S. embassy was commenting on the issue, which she said is between a sovereign country and its citizens. She says other Western embassies followed suit, issuing statements calling for his release.
Hopewell and Ngarivume belong to that camp of evil wishers. The begging question is why call for a violent uprising in the midst of a raging and ravaging COVID-19?
Political analyst Rashid Mukundu says the Mutsangwa's comments are part of a new trend.
We are increasingly seeing the weaponization of information by the ZANU-PF government and the statement by the Minister of Information that the arrested journalist Hopewell Chingono is part of evil wishers is intended to inflame hatred and contempt for Hopewell.
Mukundu says the government came into power with vast promises of reform, but instead have tightened restrictions on civil liberties imposed by Zimbabwe's former long-time ruler, Robert Mugabe. At the same time, the economy has been in long, sharp fall, with the currency weakening, inflation soaring, and shortages of basic foods, medicines, and fuel. Since Friday's protests were announced, the ruling party ZANU-PF has been on a media campaign criticizing the plan for large gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic. Government critics say they fear there will be more activists arrested or intimidated this week. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.